This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There we go. Now we're cooking with gas. Welcome to the family with
Tef Pittman,
Alex Rampernard Rasmussen, co-host Catherine Brand,
and Andy Rampernard.
Well, who was your name again?
Catherine Brand.
There we go. I knew it was
computer's
like
being
that.
A little difficult. I don't know why.
That's all working on
sure,
the end.
We'll only my mic is silenced.
We shall be right back. Kick things off with the family. Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant. What's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases,
right,
and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your, all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning, but wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan at Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, president at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Mike Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company, Bradley's partner.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we provide a unique experience for our business banking customers that can't be found at the big banks.
Our customers appreciate our high-touch, high-tech approach where they get all the benefits of working with a local bank.
Our team will get to know your business and its unique challenges while still offering all of the online and mobile banking options you will find at the big banks.
Also, when your business banks with North American Banking Company, you'll be working with an experienced team of lenders who know this marketplace and will be ready to help your business capitalize on any opportunity or solve any problem.
You add it all up, North American Banking Company is a better banking experience.
Excuse me, you do mind if I jump in here?
Well, Tommy, if you feel the need, go ahead.
Amateurs. Why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Yes,
a week. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of news, a little bit of information, pretty much everything you need. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody watch the Oscars?
Nope.
That was on? Nobody watched it. What were the ratings? Was it a Zoom Oscars? What was it?
No, I think it was in person because I just saw an alert that was like Halle Berry shocked everybody on the red carpet.
How did she shock everybody?
I don't know. I didn't click the actual.
What'd she do? Flip everybody double birds? Right. What'd she do?
Probably just showed up in a dress.
She was in good, a dress.
Right? Like
Halle Berry. Yeah, she's like, I'm 75 and I look 14.
Is she in anything? Was she in a movie?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's because of her haircut. She got a blunt bob, everyone.
Uh-oh. Oh, that is shocking. Shocking information. Wow.
What's a blunt bob? I don't know what that is.
It's just a short...
Oh, gross.
It's not good. Oh, it doesn't look good. Well, she has like the baby bangs.
Oh, she does.
Not a good choice.
She's got the baby bangs, does she?
Not a good haircut.
That's why it's shocking, because it's bad.
Not a
good
haircut.
I know.
Halle Berry is a very attractive woman, but that haircut.
That is not a good haircut.
It's not good. Yeah, the hard haircut's not making
it. It's a good thing it grows out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she looks really good in short hair. I don't know why she would ever grow out her hair.
You know what I love about her the most? She won a Razzie Award and showed up to accept it.
Did she?
I love that about her.
For what? I wonder what she.
I care. Catwoman or something.
Oh, probably. Everyone hated that movie.
That was really bad.
Yeah, I think it was for Catwoman. She showed up to accept the award. I thought that's cool, right?
Yes, that's a good sense of humor.
And I would rather show up to the Razzie Awards, I think, than the Oscars.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Oscars were so political that people just could not watch it. They said it was just hideous.
Well, did you hear that they were clearing out homeless encampments away from...
Well, of course,
they spent tons of money on clearing them out for the celebrities.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What?
Well, that's like when the Super Bowl was here in Minneapolis, we like shipped all our homeless people to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they like had like... oh,
we did?
Get a trip to Chicago, and they like rounded up homeless people and put them in like... out in Chicago.
We're going to get a hot dog. Come on with us.
Want to go to a ball game?
Yeah, we can go to a ball game at Wrigley Field. What
You'll
do you say?
Love it.
Right?
Yeah, that. Nobody's watching sports right now. They're just not watching sports. The Twins absolutely suck, by the way. They're horrific. They've lost 11 out of the last 13 games.
Well, they've been sick with COVID, haven't they? Isn't that
Yeah, I guess.
I've been sick with watching Sano try to hit the ball, for Christ's sake. Can he hit a ball?
Isn't Byron Buxton doing well now or something?
He's doing pretty well, I think.
Because that and the Wild are doing really well.
Yeah, the Wild are.
Timberwolves
are so terrible.
They're horrible.
It's never been a good franchise.
So I remember when I first started dating Dan, he was like, "Oh, a bunch of my friends are going to go to a Timberwolves game. We can all go, and you can meet my friends." And I was like, "Oh God, I hope he's not a Timberwolves fan." And he's not.
Thank God.
He just had free tickets.
I'll say, I don't think anybody's really a Timberwolves fan. They just like basketball, and that's the team we're stuck with.
I remember available.
We went early days. Somebody had a
suite.
Yeah, somebody had a suite, and it was like a big deal. And it was really a fun production. They had people rappelling from the ceiling and all kinds of stuff going on. I was thinking, this is going to be kind of fun. But then they never won a game. Yeah.
Everything but the basketball is cool.
Yeah.
Right. Like everything else that's going on is great, exciting.
What's wrong with the franchise? They just can't get good players? Why?
Well, we have Minnesota, good players. Like Karl-Anthony Towns is a good player. D'Angelo Russell's a good player. Anthony Edwards hopefully will be good. We're just not a very deep team, and we don't have a lot of shooters.
Why'd they bring Rubio back?
Wait, Rubio's not
great. Don't you really need shooters?
Yes, but I feel like
shooters would be good.
We built our team to be successful like 15 years ago, and the NBA has evolved into a lot more like a small shoot as many threes as possible, get it to Cat down low, and then he wants to go shoot threes, and it's just not. They don't gel well together.
Why don't they figure this out? It's been 15 years, as you say.
Minnesota.
Yeah, that's if they could figure it out, then we'd all be going to Timberwolves games.
Why don't they just ask you? You seem to know what's going on, and you're just a fan.
I'll be hired as their general manager.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez, hit me up. What?
88 their first year.
I have no idea.
Right around in there, 88, 89, somewhere in there. That was their first year. To the press conference and all that stuff.
Yeah, you loved basketball.
I was a Celtics fan. I was a huge Celtics fan when I was a kid.
Did they used to play in the Metrodome? back in the day before they built?
First year they did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's right. They built first Target year they did, yeah. Field for them. Not Target Field. Target Center. Yeah.
Target Center. Target, yeah, it was built for them.
Yeah, there's Target sponsors everything in this town.
They but, do. You know, they're taking the Links, too. You know that, right?
What?
The Links are gone, too.
The Links is the only thing we have.
The only thing we have.
But I don't think it's that true. Alex Rod, or I'm sure he knew, but when in the press conference, he's like, yep, we're super excited about the Timberwolves, and like, it was all about the Wolves. And they're like, does somebody want to tell him that he also has this championship franchise, the Lynx, that are tagged?
Winning his franchise in the state. Right. But nobody mentions it, apparently.
Doesn't anybody go to see them? Why would they leave if they're doing so well?
Because
the Lynx
bought the team.
But why?
You can move Seattle one without really the other.
Yeah, I think they're going to end up moving them both, though. Because Seattle really wants a team back. The Supersonics were a damn good basketball team back in the day.
Oh, I remember, yeah. Mm-hmm. Supersonics.
But I was a huge Celtics fan. Then I actually met Mikhail, and that was the end of that. But in any case, God, sparklingly unpleasant human being, I will tell you that.
That's the nicest way to tell somebody they suck.
I was going to say.
They're a prick. Person, yeah.
If anyone ever told me I was terrible, I'd want them to tell me that way.
You know, I will tell you what. I would say, other than two, NBA players are not friendly people. I've met two of them that were. Mm-hmm. That Hugh, what was his name? He lived in our neighborhood. And then Al Jefferson was our neighbor.
Oh, yeah, he was nice.
He was a very nice guy.
Okay. He was short.
The white guy.
He was a poor guy.
I was going to say, Al Jefferson was a huge
fan. Oh, he was huge. Well, he lived in Johan Santana's old house.
Oh, okay.
He moved into that house, yeah. So,
no idea where that is.
Yeah,
there's a sign right in front, no Negroes. It says right there.
Pretty much. Yeah. Everybody moved out when Al Jefferson moved in.
Yeah, so I'm sure that. No, he was very, very pleasant and friendly, just a really nice guy.
I remember Johan
Santana
riding a bike.
Oh, yeah.
Up and down Bridgewater there.
Yes.
In a rubber suit.
Correct.
What?
Like up and down. Up and down.
Sweat it out, yeah.
And it's just a small little road. And I remember I was walking the dog and I'm like, and this guy's like, and I'm like, okay. Why didn't you go in a gym?
Well,
it was just such
a good idea.
Weird little. It's a
and
little
you have
road
a park reserve right there.
Yeah, there are bike paths everywhere.
Well, he probably just didn't want to.
I think he was doing like 2 hours. He was just up, and he must have been trying to make some weight.
Yeah,
not that ball players have to do that.
No, but I mean, there might be like something in his contract where if he stays in a certain level of shape, he bonuses.
Oh, do they have those?
Oh, yeah. It's more common in football for linemen. Oh. They'll be like, if you come in under 300 pounds, here's an extra 50,000 or 500,000.
And I had no idea who he was, and I'm just like, what is this?
Oh, Santana,
what's this guy up to? It's sort of weird.
This guy's weird.
Well, baseball players are deceptive. Like, they don't look necessarily all like these huge athletes.
Because the field is
like
so
regular.
Huge.
That's true,
the field is so huge.
Yeah.
So you'll be like, oh, I would have had no idea. That
They're so spread out, too. It's like you can't, like football, they're all together, so you can like see the size of
Kent
everyone.
Kent Hrbek is a giant.
He is a giant. Yes. Yeah, no doubt about it.
He's huge.
No doubt about it. But, and then, you know, Torrey Hunter lived in our neighborhood for like 1 year when we lived there, but then he retired and moved to wherever he moved to. I don't know, but I never did meet him. I never ran across him. But basically, hockey players are the most friendly.
Yeah, especially to me on an airplane.
Yes, right? The Wild will come into Union.
Friendly, you know.
Often.
Yeah.
And, they're like the best.
They're very friendly people.
And, like,
they really
never are. I remember when I first started working, they're like, people are freaking out. Like, oh, my gosh, the Wild, the whole team's here. Like, so I walk through our VIP section, like, looking for athletes.
Right.
I was like, nobody over here. There's a Wild player. And I like turn around and you see like the stereotypical like long hair and the hockey player vibes. But I was like,
every time Dan goes to a hockey game, people think that he's a hockey player. Like, because he looks apparently like somebody on the Wild.
Could be.
Maybe. I don't know. But people ask him for his autograph and stuff.
But
that's awesome.
In order,
I'll be signing
you
everybody's jerseys.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I sign everybody's stuff.
Dan
the
like, wait, this isn't right.
Hockey players are the most friendly, followed closely by baseball players, then followed by not closely NFL players, and dead last is definitely NBA players.
How about Olympic swimmers? How are they?
Yeah,
they're pretty nice. they're pretty nice. Yeah,
Brittany's listening, so be careful.
But I mean, the problem you got is that it's just I don't know why the hell NBA players are such pricks. God, they're not pleasant. Your buddy, Kevin Garnett.
Like one of my all-time favorite basketball players, but yeah, like the probably one of the meanest people on the court, like as far as trash talking. No, I've never met him.
But
like I remember he called Charlie Villanueva, who had some condition where he like had no hair on his head, no eyebrows.
Alopecia.
Sure. And they go, they're shooting free throws, so the gym is silent. And then you hear Kevin Garnett say that he looks like a cancer patient.
Oh.
And it was hilarious, God. But also highly offensive.
Yeah. That's terrible. I heard he was like that to everybody.
Yeah.
That he would go after everybody. Just not a nice care. Man.
Well, it does throw people off their game.
Yeah,
when they get picked on, they really it does it throws them off.
You know that he almost bought that island we ended up building our old house on.
What island?
The Island Drive. That island.
Oh, well, it's not an island.
Well,
it's not
it is. Island. Well, it's called Island Drive. That's why it's called. Okay.
For the sake of this story, it's an island.
The island.
It's
all right.
A layer.
He was going to buy the part of the island all the way up to the government land.
I'm
going to
buy an island that's going to be Kauai.
Oh, you're going to buy Kauai? It's going to be a little spendy, don't you think?
She's got $50,000 pants that she's going to Florida to go get.
Wither Island.
But I think he didn't like the house, the old, the modern Christopher's house.
He was going to buy the whole.
He's going to buy the whole thing.
Oh, before everything was built.
Yeah,
oh.
Before everything was built. He was gonna, and
who was?
That would have been nice.
Kevin Garnett.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been nice, yeah.
But I think it was too close to North Minneapolis, so we decided not to do it.
Like the Bernards live over here?
No.
Yeah.
No, we weren't there yet.
Oh, no?
No. He was going to buy the lot we were on. He was going to buy the whole thing.
That would have cost him a penny or two.
That would have cost several million
dollars. Well, I mean, he's been trying to buy the Timberwolves for years now.
Why can't he do it?
Because him and the current owner former owner now, I guess, not the best of friends.
No.
See, that's what happens when you're a prick.
He wrote a book and essentially told everybody to go blank themselves.
Oh.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Tom's dreaming of the day where he does that.
Oh, the second you write a book, I want to be in on the editing process. I want to see what doesn't
I want to be on the
who's in there, who's not.
Me writing a book someday.
Bob Sansevier said, anytime, you'll sit down with you.
Every chapter is going to be called, and then this asshole.
The book is just a list of names that all who can go blank themselves.
The book's title will be People I Hate.
Get my arm off your chair. I did.
Yeah, I was in the
hour-long hearing. You were just holding somebody up.
Your leftovers, what you left at the house.
Oh. Yeah, you left
them because they're going to be...
They're in the fridge. I put them in a bag and everything. I was like, going to bring them.
Michael O'Brien just got here, which means that Fawn and Sage are having a fit. They're still doing it to me.
Yeah, they think it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Call Michael Bryant.
They're doing it to me now.
Oh, they're doing it to you now?
I'll grab my phone. Are you calling Michael Bryant?
What is that? I don't know what
because
that means.
Everybody got a reaction.
I remember what happened. You were on the phone, and Sage was trying to tell you something.
But I wasn't on the phone with Michael.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't. Yes,
the first time you were.
The first time I was?
And he said, who are you talking to? And you said, Michael Bryant. So that's what started the whole thing.
There you go, Michael Bryant.
Yeah. Oh, whine to Michael Bryant.
Exactly.
Wow.
Bring that up with Michael Bryant. I don't need your problems.
You know that we did some math last night, or two nights ago it was, when Michael calls, because he always calls me at the same time.
I didn't even know this.
And I realized every time I talk to Michael, I'm in a horseshit mood. And it's because it's at the 10 after hour is when he calls. 10 after the hour is when he usually calls. And I always watch the news at the top of the hour to see what new. So it always puts me in a horrible mood. So every time I talk, it was like, oh, sons of bitches.
There's never any new news.
No, there's never any new news.
Every time he calls me, I just got done watching the news.
It's like you always call me at the top of the hour. I'm like...
Do I?
I did not know that.
Well, but our brains do that kind of thing. That's
apparently.
That's that whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's like my argument this morning about white racism. Mathematically impossible that all white people are racist. It's not possible. No, so many different.
Who's claiming they're all racist?
Everybody.
There are people that say that if you are white, you are born racist, you are inherently racist.
This soul.
Yeah, like the white fragility lady.
Yeah, you're just racist because you're white.
Yeah.
But you have to apologize
until you admit it, we can't move on.
We can't move on. Yep.
Yep.
I hate when people make that argument. Like, it's impossible to move forward unless everybody admits they're racist. Like,
unless everybody agrees with me.
Right. Like, no.
But please hire me, a white lady, to tell you how racist you are.
To come to your house to tell you that you're racist.
Yeah, exactly. So think about that. Just physiologically, psychologically, mathematically, there are about four or five different areas where it's not even close to being possible. People have different lives. They have different experiences. Like, you know, your brain has trained you to call me at 10 after so you can hear me bitch apparently about the news.
Because mm-hmm. so you love to hear that so much.
But is the person seems to be saying that there's a systemic racism in being white.
Yes.
That's a separation that's different than saying, because you're talking, I don't think they're the same thing.
Me being white was never an advantage.
I don't disagree with that at all.
That's a fact.
And I'm not saying, but if someone says that it's a systemic thing being white, that's a completely different argument than claiming everybody who does everything is racist.
No, I know, but they actually do say that all white people are racist.
I listened to White Fragility, and she does say it a few times.
It's ridiculous.
Like, white people are just assholes.
That would be a systemic issue, is what she's claiming, because of just the difference between being white versus black.
Yeah, which but she doesn't really talk about
which you
about
can't
the
really
difference
do anything about. I don't know how you change that.
Yeah, how are you going to change
you
know, it?
But you post things on social media.
Yeah, you got to put a black
over
square
and
in your
over
Instagram.
And you and would you
forget it.
No. No. Everybody hanging out with, like, Tevin and William and Rashawn.
No, that's
I don't need
what,
any,
that's
I don't
what
need
people
more
think
headaches.
People are like, I'm going to share things on my Instagram and people will know how not racist I am. It's like, what? Okay, this isn't.
It's what? First of all, if you're doing that, you are racist because you're trying to defend yourself from something. I don't have to defend myself. You know, it is what it is.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, are people... I went on a rant about white ladies last week.
And well, you should. Because
as
they're
well,
insane.
You should, exactly.
And it's like, are you getting your information from other white people on Instagram? Or have you ever talked to a black person in...
The real world?
Or is it just like, oh, this white lady said this about racism and she's got a million followers, so I'm going to share this.
Yes, I'm becoming very racist against white ladies in the
South. I absolutely am.
Well, there you go. That'll get you a long way.
I am against white ladies.
That'll get you a long way. Oh,
we
asked a question before you got here. Did you watch the Oscars?
I did.
You're the one person that watched the Oscars.
No, Tim watched it.
Yeah, but
that's kind of his job. Though.
Well, but
of course, it's my job.
I've had two people.
I probably would have it had I known they were happening.
And there were people that responded.
I kind of forgot
results
about it.
It was a very different show.
That's what I heard.
It was incredibly different. I didn't like it as much because I didn't like that the way it was. It was like a convention.
Oh yeah,
you know, to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people who thought it was cleaner and much more it ran on time.
Streamlined,
and it was streamlined.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good word. Hmm. Streamlined.
Said it was very political. I didn't see it, but they said it was really political.
Of course it was.
It was political in the sense of if you were looking for political things, right off the bat, you could find something. But they were so, from what I saw, they were so overall small in the whole night that unless you were just looking for them, why are you even watching?
Right. And I feel like with those type of shows, if they say, well, we're not going to make it political, then people will be like, well, why wasn't this person represented?
Right.
Why wasn't this?
Right.
And that's
exactly.
This. And it's like, well, you can't win either way.
I mean, Hopkins won, which was surprising. Anthony Hopkins won
Best Actor.
Best Actor.
Oh, he did a great job.
He did
a
great job.
That was a great movie.
But I was shocked because I thought Boswick had that nailed, you know, and I thought he was going to be the second person.
Boswick, you mean?
Isn't it Boswick?
Chadwick.
Chadwick. I'm combining the names.
Chad Boswell.
Yeah.
That's how he's me. That's what I do.
So
that's my thing, Michael. You can't do it.
Black Panther. You know, But I thought he was going to get it. He'd be the second person to get it after they died. So, but
who's the first?
Somebody from the guy from what was it called?
Can we take a break?
No, it was the stock market one where the guy.
Are you talking about the Wolf of Wall Street movie?
Nope. Long before that, it was like 80s. I know it. I just can't think of it.
Oh, the Always Be Closing movie?
No.
Nope. Or is that Wolf of
Wall
Street?
No, that Always Be Closing is Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're talking about. Oh,
my God. When we refinanced our house, and as we were leaving, Dan, he said something about, like, thanks for coming to the closing, and Dan was like, Always Be Closing, and then they both at the same time went, like, coffee's for closers, and I was like, oh, my God.
Well, there was a movie in 1987 literally just called Wall Street, so.
Nope, it was before Wall Street.
It was before Wall Street.
Yeah,
there's Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, yeah. Shia LaBeouf was it. That was actually a really good movie.
There you have it. We're learning a lot today.
We need to find, well, just Google
post
Heath Ledger.
So what one best picture? Someone says Heath Ledger.
Yeah, he didn't win, though. Was he in it? He didn't win, though. Did he?
I thought he was dead.
He is dead.
He is dead. He killed himself, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, so you're talking about a Heath Ledger movie. Well,
no.
No. Look up
whatever
you do. Let's move on. You're talking about.
I dragged that one to
the way to go, Michael Bryan. No wonder the kids don't like you. Where's Michael Bryan?
I know. Him and his idiot ideas.
I think it's so hilarious they keep repeating that. But, yeah, in any case, it just. Oh, did Minari win anything? God, it's a great movie. That movie should have won a couple of Oscars.
Heath Ledger and others.
There's and a little boy.
James Dean.
No, he didn't. No. He was alive when he was
naming dead actors.
Peter Finch. No, these are all people that have won Oscars after they died.
What did Finch win for?
Accolades.
For his role in Network.
Network, that's it.
Network.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's the guy.
Peter Finch. Yeah.
Let's see, the...
there's the...
One of the characters won Best Supporting Actress.
Oh, which one?
The grandma, I think.
Oh, was it the grandma?
No, she was the one who got all excited about Brad Pitt.
What?
Yeah, she met Brad Pitt last night.
Oh, she's
she
all got, excited
she was,
about
like,
it?
All super excited about
that.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
It's actually kind of a cool little thing where she's like, Brad Pitt.
I always love seeing... other famous people react to seeing famous people that they like looked up to, and
although I think he's got a ponytail, which would be like,
best picture and best director went to Nomadland.
Nomad won.
Chloe Zhao, because her name is Chloe Zhao, the director. Yeah. I think this was her first big movie.
I think so,
she's doing a Marvel movie now, though.
Is she really? Oh, God,
I really like Nomad.
And then the woman one also for lead actress, McDormand.
Yeah, she's very good in that.
She's a hell of a talent. Did you hear what she did when Nomadland won the Oscar?
No, what she
goes, woo! Up the audience.
Nice.
She starts making these siren noises.
I would definitely do that.
They were weirdly spread out. They were little weird groups. It was interesting the way they did it. It wasn't a traditional host the way there was in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, there was nobody came out and gave a whole giant montage with music and stuff like Billy Crystal or anything like that.
Okay.
Get Billy Crystal back. I love Billy Crystal. We got to take a break. Be right back. More with Michael Bryant and Kevin Pittman. Hey, do you have a brother named Kenny?
I do not.
Because I just met a Kenny Pittman.
No. All the Pittmans are white that I know.
Well, so is this guy.
Do you have an older child?
Nope. I have a younger brother, Scotty, and a younger sister, Caitlin. Shout out, family.
We'll be back. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Well, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family, which is what we did. Call 1-800-516-5146 or use promo code Tom, of course. 1-800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Tom. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 1-800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom. Dan Chesky is here from Dan's Southside Marine to talk boats in February.
2021 is all about boat inventory or the lack thereof. Dan's has what you're looking for in the color and model you want. So get in and take advantage of the factory incentives and discounts February offers.
Why should our listeners shop for a fishing boat at Dan's Southside Marine?
We have the latest models on display, like the new Revolution. It features rotational seating from Premier Marine and the new Alumacraft FSX crossover fishing ski. Both are getting tons of attention and grabbing sales from the competition.
Dan's Southside Marine is packed with pontoons from Avalon, Berkshire, and Premier. With all the rebates and incentives we mentioned at the top, get the family out this weekend and come see these amazing pontoons.
And be sure to ask about custom-rigged Alumacraft fishing boats this weekend at Dan's Southside Marine during our February open house.
Dan's Southside Marine, 6 blocks west of 35W on 98th Street in Bloomington. Shop online at danssouthsidemarine.com.
What's more important than reliable plumbing? Having someone you can rely on in case it ever needs attention. Hi, Tom here for Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Look, you don't want to mess around with leaks or shoddy installation or repair when it comes to plumbing. Saber is the largest installer of Moen fixtures and Rheem water heaters in Minnesota. They're dependable pros who get the job done right. So when plumbing happens, call Saber or visit saberheating.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh, in North Carolina, doubling down by Apple. So is Apple going to move everything in there now? Is everybody getting out of everywhere? It's building a new $1.1 billion campus in Raleigh-Durham.
That's good. At least they're in the United States.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they say in the United States.
I mean, that's the big issue, is the companies leaving the country.
Well, I think we had a financial guy on this morning on the morning show, and he said there is no way they're going to double the capital gains tax. He said every company would leave America. Yeah, they'd all just leave. So it's not going to happen. So why do they keep
hamburgers? We're not going to double the capital gains tax. Let's see what else. Oh, beer. That's my favorite one. Is
beer.
The guy that got all upset that they're going to start making beer with plants. Well, what kind of hops? What do you think? Yeah,
it's
wheat
and
hops.
It's because Chuck Schumer tweeted out that he's enjoying a plant-based beer.
Right.
They're all plant-based.
He's just being dumb, probably. But if you call probably.
It plant-based, then it appeals to more people.
Yes, it makes people go, oh, my God, like I need
vegan
those.
Beer.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Malt.
Got a potato-based vodka.
Malt is from wheat. Yeah.
It's all plant-based. There's no meat in beer.
Chick-fil-A is safe from that one.
No meat. No cows were harmed in the making of this beer.
There's gluten-free beer.
So
that's made by sorghum. Yeah. So it doesn't have any wheat.
Made with sorghum. My dad used to eat sorghum on little crackers.
Actually, sorghum beer is very good, and it's hard to find.
That's sorghum good. On a cracker is not. It's like ghetto food.
I know that. I know pheasants love
government
sorghum.
Cheese.
If you want to go shoot a pheasant, find a sorghum field.
Yep, that's true.
So what is sorghum? It's a part of what?
It's a grain.
It's just a grain.
It's just a regular grain itself.
Yeah.
So is it like farro or faro?
Farro. It's like a grain.
You don't. I don't think it's a cereal.
Really?
Nice.
Repeat
that. Really
nice.
I know what I'm talking about.
That's where the expertise is.
It's grain. Saying green words. It'll be like that.
It's very granular.
It almost looks like couscous.
It's like.
And you can
okay,
pop
I was
it.
Gonna say it's like corn. Corn. Say, it's like millet, but none of you will know
like
what millet
is.
But there's like barley, you know, gets like puffy and is more like rice.
Yeah.
And then there's wheat, isn't like that, and then millet.
You don't just eat wheat.
Well,
yeah.
You can in puff between. Anything.
Well, yeah,
rice doesn't look like puffed rice.
No, but I'm just saying.
Huff?
If you
do that,
I know. Yes.
I'm
puffing rice.
You know about her unmelling rice.
Her unknown, little habits. Bag of rice.
What am I doing on Fridays? Puffing
Tom
rice.
Comes home and she's got a bag of wheat.
Bag of wheat.
Sorghum is the best pie I've ever had.
How old was Jude in that? Tweet
I don't
that you
know.
Put out.
I posted his little
the video
jumping
of him
all
going
over.
Absolutely
oh my
crazy.
God, he was so cute.
Well, you got him in January, and it was April. So,
well,
and how old was
he?
He
was
you...
like a 6-month-old puppy, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was ridiculous.
God,
yeah,
he was tiny. He was about the size of that.
Insane. Yeah, you could not lay on the floor without this huge.
I didn't even know if it was
huge.
Jude.
I know. He was so damn cute.
Oh,
you're still cute,
so
but you were cuter then.
Beauty. Well, I didn't see it either. Apparently, you and I got stiffed on
yeah,
the deal.
Yeah, I'm unaware.
Got the stiff arm. I don't know how it happened.
Wait, no. I just did the opposite.
Totally different of seeing things. Do you see the American League West?
Oh, yep.
Dad.
Such a cutie.
Look how cute he is.
Just like attacking.
Oh my God.
So that's like how Prince is. If I sit anywhere, it's, but I have to be right.
Apparently, when you're working on, you can't work out without Jude jumping all over you.
There's a woman that posts her St. Bernard that weighs, what does a St. Bernard weigh? 100 pounds?
Probably at least.
They're like 100 pounds. She's like trying to do downward dog, and he just jumps
on top.
Oh, that's
great. He ate that whole soccer ball.
Yes, I had to throw that out. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, when I bought that dog for Catherine, I think I'm still I'm still paying the mortgage on him, I think.
Yeah, the cheapest dog ever.
So Catherine had to leave town the next day. You guys were going somewhere. I don't know where you were going. So Jude slept with me the first night with the family, or second night with the family, because she left the next day. Slept all night right on my neck, laying right on my neck. Slept all night, though, didn't wake me up. Woke up in the morning, he's all excited to see me. So I get out of bed, I look back, and he's peeing all over the bed.
Nice.
Just walking back and forth,
sounds
peeing.
Like
he's
a puppy.
Puppies do these things.
Actually, it was you, and you blamed it on the dog.
Exactly. I peed the bed, and I blamed it on you.
Finally, I get to whiz in the bed
exactly what happened.
What I've always wanted to do.
So, what?
Whole different thing. Did you see the American League West?
No.
See how you can, if you can figure this one out, A's, Seattle, Houston, Angels, and Texas.
What?
So what?
The A's are in first.
No, but the standings.
What does that spell?
You got it. A's. Oh, okay. Seattle, Houston, Angels, Texas.
Ass hat.
Ass hat.
Yeah, that was the one.
Ass hat.
Yeah.
Really?
Is this what you spend your time on?
This is what
I'm a lawyer to ask. Hey, I'm figuring out. Call me back. I'm going to figure out ass half. Great.
Tell Wonderful. The world.
That's cool.
Spread the news.
That is cool. Amazing.
That they lined up like that, you know?
That does happen. There's no doubt about it.
Though. Okay.
Let's see how the Twins are. Oh, that's right. Jesus.
Oh, the Twins. They do.
Horrendous.
But it's still early. They just need to get a clue, though. They need to start.
2-11 in the last thing
to I was say. Just going to say, still every so Minnesota early. Team, like the Gophers, PJ Fleck just needs some time, get his
need
guys
a
in there.
Time.
It's early. It's early.
Twins
yeah,
got
it's
a lot of talent,
Twins.
Though. But yeah,
lots
Twins
of games
do
left,
have
people.
A lot of talent. So, well, that shortstop, they got to figure out whether that shortstop's going to actually be able to play regularly.
Right.
And whether Donaldson can stay healthy. And they do have some questions. And I hate that they don't have a bullpen, really.
Yeah,
but
they don't have a bullpen.
That being said, I think they got a lot of talent, and it's early.
So. Well, the biggest problem is with the Revolvers. You hired another Italian. What a shock.
Rocco.
Rocco Baldelli.
Okay, this is really random, but I just looked up extra long silicone straws because I hate this straw, and the first thing that pops up is reusable silicone straws for wine bottle.
Wine bottle? You're too lazy to pour it in a glass?
That should come with a notice if you have a problem.
If you're purchasing more than one of these, you and your friends may have a problem.
Well, I know at weddings. At weddings, that was like popular to do the little tiny champagne bottles
but this is for a wine bottle.
Well, that's like I saw an advertisement for, it's called a bubbly blaster, where you can take a bottle of champagne and you like screw in like a squirt gun to the top of it and you flip it upside down, you can spray champagne in your friends' mouths.
Oh.
It sounds unpleasant.
Okay.
Like, can't be very expensive champagne if you're doing that.
Yeah, I would not.
You're either really super high end or
cold duck.
There's some Wyclef champagne.
No middle. No middle ground on that one.
No.
Why would you want to drink wine through a straw anyway?
Horrible.
Sounds terrible.
Okay, yeah, this isn't like
a... So you can suck it down faster.
Right.
Yeah,
this is a $12 bottle from like Total Wine that.
Yeah.
you're getting not the
$2 Chuck special.
Yep. Yeah, probably the less
penny
than
wine,
that.
The penny wine sale.
They need to make a bottle of wine with a little port on the bottom that's made of metal, so you can punch it out and then shotgun the whole bottle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, a little
how
shotgun
long is this?
Action.
Foot.
So, and are you a looking foot. For extra? Like, that. Is that not an extra long straw? Why do you need a longer straw?
I want a
silicone
one. I don't want a plastic one.
Oh. 12 mm-hmm. inches, isn't it?
She yeah, wants to like throw foot, yeah. another piece of plastic
no.
into
no,
the
I'm
garbage.
Going to donate yeah. it.
Floating out
to
the sea.
Think of the turtle.
Yeah,
donate it.
Think of the shark that's going to choke on that.
No, the problem is the kids chew the top.
Yeah.
And then it gets all.
Well, they can chew sure. silicone,
yeah,
too.
But silicone just bounces back. Plastic does not. Yes, it does.
It can be not bounced back.
How long is this is all I want to know.
About a foot.
A foot.
Yeah,
it's a foot.
The yes. Babylon Bee. Play School releases My First Knife Fight Place.
Knife fight.
God,
wow.
Terrible.
Whoa.
That's low.
Did they
right
figure close. Out why they closed that Maple Grove school today?
Plymouth.
Or Plymouth?
Yeah, yeah, there was a Maple Grove. Gun.
Okay. Oh, Maple
shot.
Grove was a car collision, I think. But
yeah,
a
gun. Yeah, there was a gun collision. Fired.
A gun oh, yeah, fired a... in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody was
nobody hurt,
and
though.
He's been detained.
Okay. Whose gun nobody's... was it?
Hasn't said anything about okay. who it is.
Did what? You see that accident you're talking about with that semi tipped over?
Yeah. Oh. No.
Up there near between St. Michael and Maple Grove.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That thing, it's a disaster.
Wow.
Not good at all. They said this morning, as a matter of fact, came over the wire, I do believe in the last year, and by the way, 2020 was way up to the previous year, but they arrest something like 200 people a month for driving over 100 miles.
Oh, there's people on the roads going incredibly fast.
What the hell?
I mean, I've been on the phone with you where it's like, I just got passed by somebody and I was going close to the speed limit and they leave me like I'm tied to a post.
I know. It's unbelievable.
You know, so on 94, that is fast. There are people flying that I just don't get it.
Highway 100 out here, I've seen a couple on right out in front of this building.
It was a semi.
Blowing by.
Carrying 40,000 pounds of fruit. And it tipped over.
Get your bucket. He'll clean it. He doesn't care if it's on the street.
He wouldn't care if it's on the street.
You got fruit, I'll eat it.
A-OK.
That's his deal.
Still one of my favorite, when David was probably about 4 or 5 years old, I was across a Dairy Queen, completely across the whole thing, and he was eating one of those fudge brownie things, and the brownie fell on the ground. In the snow, it was like, you know, icy, yucky snow.
Oh,
and he just looked at me as he picked it up and put it in his mouth.
And
I was too far away. Nothing I could do. Kid won't eat vegetables, but he'll eat whatever the hell that was.
He'll eat garbage.
garbage
just put all of that in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. CJ bird poop when he was, like, about one. It was, like, on a bench, and he just was like, I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. That looks good.
Didn't he eat, like, an 8-year-old smoothie
Very
in the garage?
Oh, that in your garage.
Very old garage. Yeah. He found one
God,
in the
that's still grosses me
he's
out.
Like, and I was like, I don't know how long that's been here.
Oh, God.
Kids are really
gross. He survived.
Gross.
He hardly ever gets sick, too. So.
It's true.
He's got that extra
He's got his immune system built up from all the...
Right now, he does have a cold. I was like, what?
Oh, he got it from
night.
From Fawn.
He never catches her colds. But.
They were at the house the other night. Wow, this is about a week ago now. And I said... Give me a hug goodbye. So he gives me this big hug goodbye, and I went to set him down, and he tucks his feet up under him so I couldn't set him down. It was hilarious. He's like, you're not setting me down. Forget it.
No, thanks.
Forget it. You're carrying me around.
Having those little kids over. Like I said, Fawny, 4 years old, sits next to me. She goes, Bop, Bop. I understand great grandpa's doing well. Doing well? Really?
Also, since when did you turn 35?
Yeah. Exactly. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, no. I went to dinner with a friend last night, and she was like, I constantly think about how crazy your daughter is. With her, like, the way she talks is just so weird.
Well, she does talk like she's about 35. You're right.
She I guess she barely talked the first couple months of preschool, and then her teacher was like, then she did talk, and I was like, what is happening?
When you were like, she barely
because she's
first
trying
couple
to be
months.
The principal.
Like, Alex was in treatment, or where were you?
Yeah.
She just,
there you
know.
Go.
Alex was just gone.
I was gone.
During this time period, but during daycare. Huh?
During preschool.
I just thought it was too much.
So, I got a question for everybody, but do you think should we get a get like a big pot of money together, get everybody to kick in.
Yeah, great.
Big pot of money.
Tell me where it's at.
And then try to figure out why it is that Ilhan Omar thinks that she should be able to run the United States.
Because she is dumb.
She's a moron.
Why does she think that now? What happened?
Because she wants now there to be a federal office that that just handles the police. That's what they do in a lot of communist countries. I don't know if you know that or not. They're Ilhan, but how'd that work in Somalia? That worked
because
out
then
pretty
local
well
governments
for you?
Don't have to figure out how to deal with all the problems. Somebody
yeah,
else's
I
problem.
I don't know. I often question people who she came here at what 8 years old, I believe she came to America.
I don't know.
They left Somalia, but they were gone for I think 3-4 years from Somalia, and then came here.
Yeah, because that's the process. They have to go through another country.
Oh, they do?
I believe
really?
That they're... Yeah, so a lot of people from Somalia went to other African countries or European countries for a couple of months or a couple of years, yeah.
Well, I know this, that I'm way ahead of her, because I, even though I was born in Long Prairie, Minnesota, I'm just grateful that I wasn't born in Somalia, so at least I'd be grateful to be here, you know. That'd be the upside of the whole thing.
Yeah.
She just... And that... Have you ever met her husband?
The new one?
The new
one. Have you met the new one?
There's a new one?
Oh, no. Well, the one she married
recently.
Won't
she get funneled the $12 million to?
Well, she did.
Yeah, she gave the $12 million to, exactly.
Wasn't she married to her brother?
What?
She's married to her brother, yeah. She married her brother so he could get into America.
I don't know. I have no idea. That's all I've ever heard.
I don't know either.
Okay.
It's like some people say, absolutely, here's the evidence.
And
some
people
say, how can that be true?
Because, depending on who you talk to, they're either the greatest person or trash.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, let me ask you a question about this. Because I do believe that social media, as I said 8-9 years ago, is going to destroy the world. And I think the way they're doing that is because it appeals to morons.
Well,
it's giving
that's
the morons
one of the reasons
why
we're appealing to people's emotions so strongly.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because you can get people to really get on board if you get them a little scared or a little sad or something. Intelligence is really hard to tap into because there's not a lot of it on social media.
Right.
Part of the problem is the algorithms, though. Because if you're getting fed the same type of stories all the time, think this world's crazy because you're getting fed this side of the story, and then it seems like there's other people getting fed a different side of the story because they come up with all these stories that are like, I didn't hear about that, but they got it in there. So these algorithms are getting you these weird views on stuff. So if you spend the day zipping through Facebook or zipping through Twitter and you see 8 stories that are all about X or Y, that's what you start believing is the reality.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you? Why would you believe anything that anybody feeds you?
That's the question, isn't it?
Well, because
that is the question of intelligence. If you're intelligent enough, you're not going to believe everything you read on social media, but most people do.
I don't know that it has to even be, though, believe in everything. If you just get hit over and over again.
Believe in anything, I should say. If Twitter says it, it's wrong.
Completely.
No matter what.
That's, Twitter.
They could say this website is named Twitter, and then reality would bend itself, so they're wrong somehow.
Well, there was like a human experiment done by the KGB a long time ago that was like, if you tell people that something is a fact and use fear for like 2 months or something like that, 6 months later, no matter how much evidence you show to the contrary, they will not ever believe you.
No.
Yeah, you're
it's
talking
true.
About demoralization.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they're doing right now around the world.
I just remember at the beginning of COVID, like no matter how you feel about COVID, whatever, just like Spotify was talking about COVID and the commercials, like
it's
everything.
Literally
it was
all
just
anyone
like,
talked about the whole.
That
year.
Was it, and I remember I was going on a run and I got a commercial and I was just like, "Are you like really? Like I know about it. You don't need to tell me. I get it. Why does this have to be the only thing that anyone is ever talking about?" And it still is.
It is.
It's because it's digital. Like I said, that stuff is really dangerous. It's really, really dangerous because of exactly what you guys are talking about. You get different algorithms. You hear one thing. I hear another thing. We argue over that. I don't understand how this hatred thing is supported so strongly. People actually hate one another now.
I don't understand why we can't call the press accountable.
Happen? What's that?
Why can't we call on the press to be accountable for their stories?
Why can't
instead
we?
Of making
they're
up shit?
They're legally protected.
Well, that doesn't mean that you can just make up lies.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it does to an extent. No, New York Times versus Sullivan basically says they can lie as long as you can't catch them in the act.
That's real nice. Catherine just gave you a dirty look because you're a lawyer.
I did not.
Well, that was the Supreme Court, so.
It was the Supreme Court, yeah. I don't know. I really wish we would get away from this. I have had people do horrible things to me, and I still don't hate them. I mean, I'm not going to waste time hating somebody.
Yeah. Hating somebody, that's a lot of energy to waste something that really doesn't make a difference.
I couldn't agree with you more. I just don't know why you want to give them that much power by hating someone just because they don't agree with you.
That quote, it's like hating someone is like drinking poison and hoping that the other person dies.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very good angle on it. So, I don't know. I'm hoping. First of all, I'm hoping it gets above 40 one of these times.
Sunshine doesn't shine. I'm going to lose my mind.
We have butterflies that we were supposed to let go 5 days after they came out of their cocoons, but you can't let them out.
It's too cold.
They'll freeze.
Until it's 55 degrees
they'll
and
stay
night.
With you.
I'm afraid.
I don't know. And one of their wings got all jacked up because they're in this little net thing, and I'm like, they might not be able to fly now.
Yeah. Butterflies are very... I mean, they're basically designed to die.
Bring them to the zoo and let them out in that...
Can I just let them at the Como Zoo in the conservatory?
Is the butterfly house still open?
Yeah. They don't open the butterfly house.
They've got that tropical place that's hot.
Terrifying. They're butterflies.
I don't know if they want my butterflies.
Just let them out.
I brought a...
Then it'll ruin the whole ecosystem.
Your butterflies take down the Minnesota Zoo.
It could be, honestly.
They're fragile.
Invasive species of butterfly. Yeah. You never know. It could be the zebra mussels of the butterfly exhibit.
Yeah, they're so beautiful. The butterflies are beautiful.
They are.
Yeah, the ones that we have are really pretty. They look a lot like monarchs.
Yeah, the monarchs are gorgeous. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but we've had them for 3 weeks now, and no end in sight.
They're called painted ladies. Why don't they just call them whores? Why don't they just do it?
What?
Painted ladies.
What, 1850s? Like... Yeah. Wow.
1850, Cameron.
Strumpet butterflies.
Butterfly. Whore butterfly.
All true.
Painted ladies.
What? You're weird.
I just thought it was hilarious.
Just picturing like Catherine driving Lake Street.
There's
like,
no male.
There's a bunch of painted ladies. Yeah. Wow.
They have to have males, right? Butterflies have to have. So they're not all painted ladies. Well, painted like
lady,
lads? Are they
like
painted
lady
lads?
Bugs.
Speaking of painted ladies, you see that story that came out this morning about this woman.
Gentleman bugs.
That got into a battle with another woman over a guy. And apparently the younger woman brought 9 of her friends over to the first woman's house and destroyed her house.
Nice.
Broke every window in the damn house. I should probably try to find it.
Florida?
Did people act?
He might be right. I'm not sure.
Have people always acted like this?
Yes, they have.
Have they?
I don't know.
Have
in my neighborhood they did, but that was in the middle of...
Yeah, I think so.
Can't we just hear about it?
Yeah, now with like social media, it's more out there for everybody.
Exactly.
But people have been crazy for a long time. But in your town, when you were growing up, did somebody go in and destroy somebody's house because somebody was mad at it? I mean, I never heard of such a thing. I never saw a knife fight in my high school. I saw some strongly heated conversations, but I never saw any boys punching each other, fighting. I never saw any of that stuff.
No, yeah, me fighting
either.
Never.
Really?
No, I never did.
There was somebody that brought... We had, like, a gun threat.
We had a bomb threat. Nice.
Yeah, but that was fake.
We didn't
yeah,
have
it was
those
fake,
in my
and
high
it was
school.
Just a threat. You don't remember any large fights or anything?
No.
Because I remember... had a lot of fist fights in Rhode Island.
I was in a number of
dance battles. East Coasters.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
That's the one thing I've never seen is, like, the... You know what? Meet me out in the dance floor, and we're gonna disco this
dance
out.
Battle.
I remember I heard about a couple of fights, and I remember everybody was like, "Oh, those are terrible guys. Stay away from them."
Doing dance.
We have like girls would fight in our school. Yeah.
Really? Like full-on slug out
like cat fight, scratching
each other by the hair,
like mean girls.
Huh.
I don't feel like that ever happened in our school.
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I just feel like people are just horribly behaved in general nowadays.
Yeah.
I think that's true. They're much more open about their hatefulness.
Well, teachers are definitely not allowed to do anything anymore.
That's
like
true,
if
yeah.
If the kids get in a fight, no one can do anything. They just have
to
let the fight
you can't
fizzle
anybody.
Itself out, so that doesn't help.
That's true. Everybody gets suspended, even
exactly.
If, yeah, even if there's if I stabbed you in school,
I would hit you.
I'm sorry. I would hit you, and
somebody else came in and tried to protect you. Mm-hmm. That kid would also get suspended.
Yep. Yeah,
it's so crazy.
Yeah,
third man in.
I loved Mr. Tomlinson, 10th grade, North High School. First day of school, he stands up in front of all of us and says, I want you to know something, kids. I spent 20 years in the United States Marine Corps, and then I became a teacher. So if you do anything wrong in this class and it's over the top, I'm going to kick the shit out of you.
Wow. Oh, can't say that anymore.
No, you can't say that anymore.
Also, I'm guessing nobody acted out in his class.
No, they did not. They behaved.
He's onto something.
You just make sure all the cell phones are outside the classroom.
And then don't forget, the very next year, I don't know who the hall monitor was at North. Not when I was there, but the next year. I was supposed to be there, but I didn't go back. Who was the hall monitor at North High School in 1970, I think it was?
O.J. Simpson.
Jesse Ventura.
You're close.
Yeah, it was.
You're close.
I know. I
was a professional athlete.
Right.
Mr. T.
Ahmad Rashad.
No, it was before that. I know I've heard
he
this.
He was a boxer.
Muhammad Ali.
Nope, followed Muhammad Ali, though.
Joe Frazier.
Lennox Lewis?
No. You ready?
Yes.
Who?
George Foreman.
Foreman.
Oh.
How'd you like to piss off George Foreman as the hall monitor? That must have been a lot of fun.
What?
He couldn't have punched many people, though.
I don't think he punched anybody. They're all still alive.
He'd kill them.
He'd kill them.
Well, hall monitors aren't really... No. Like, yeah. It's not a violent duty.
Well, remember, he met this woman from St. Paul. He married her, I think. Wasn't that his
first
wife?
Where all the little Georges came from?
Hold on. And like, this is George Foreman is in like
before the grill.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying like, is this like after
champion
he was...
the world? No, before he before, was.
Okay. I was like, he just fell off from his hard on times after winning some championships.
No. He met a woman in St. Paul, so he moved up here to train.
Okay.
I don't know if they got married or not. I can't remember if that's who he married or not.
And then had 17
Georges.
17 Georges. Exactly.
Slew of Georges.
We got to take a break. Be right back with a second hour. Kostocki will join us late in the second hour. We'll find out. Yeah, we should probably check in on trials, see how everything's going. All right, we'll be right back.